Bill O'Reilly here, Monday, May 16th, 2022. You are listening to the O'Reilly Update. Here's what's happening today in America. Two horrendous shootings over the weekend. I'll tell you about them. Pro-abortion protests erupt across the country. Finland and Sweden want to join NATO. Pilot shortages causing travel chaos. Also ahead, more bogus reporting about Donald Trump. But first, 10 killed, 3 wounded, Buffalo, New York, 18-year-old psychotic, a white supremacist, I guess. This idiot went into a store and just started shooting people. 21 people injured in shootings in downtown Milwaukee. This is getting out of control, and I will have a detailed report on television tonight about what really happened in both of these incidents. You can get that on BillO'Reilly.com. Pro-choice demonstrators taking to the streets of New York, San Francisco, Boston, L.A., etc. Thousands gathered at the Washington Monument, demanding Congress pass legislation protecting Roe v. Wade. The women's marches were scheduled before a draft was leaked from the Supreme Court. Latest polls show most Americans believe abortion should be legal, but think the government should impose some limitations. The Supreme Court decision will be made at the end of June. Finland, Sweden confirming they will seek NATO membership. The move ends 5 decades of neutrality, said the Finnish president, quote, a new era begins. Finland is not going to hide from Vladimir Putin. We're going to apply to join NATO. The Kremlin warning any expansion of the NATO alliance will prompt a response. Sweden says it doesn't care. It's going to go for NATO as well. Another embarrassment for Putin. A severe shortage of pilots causing airlines to cancel thousands of routes this summer. I told you this on April 1st. Carriers like JetBlue, Delta, American may ease hiring rules for pilots because they don't have enough people to fly the planes. Well, we'll see what happens, but flying for all Americans is going to be tough this summer. In a moment, more evidence the press is deceiving us. Right back.
Hi, Mike Baker here. Look, nowadays, it seems like your money doesn't go quite as far as it used to, right? I mean, take 20 bucks. 20 bucks barely gets you what? Maybe a burger and fries or maybe, a quarter tank of gas? But there still are some real values out there, and let me tell you about one of them. For just 20 bucks a month, that same $20 we just talked about, you can get unlimited talk, text, and plenty of 5G data from the cell phone company that I count on for value, Pure Talk. And this is top-tier coverage on America's most dependable 5G network. I want to make sure you heard that. Pure Talk gives you the same quality of service as AT&T, Verizon, or T-Mobile, but for half the cost. It's true. I am not blowing smoke up your phone line. The average family saves almost $1,000 a year, all with no contracts and no activation fees. You can bring your phone or you get great deals on the latest iPhones and Androids. To make the switch, go to puretalk.com/Baker, B-A-K-E-R, just like you imagined it would be. When you do, you'll save an additional 50% off your first month. Choose a wireless company that shares your values. Pure Talk supports our military and veterans and creates American jobs, all while giving you outstanding coverage and terrific value. Go to puretalk.com/Baker and make the switch today. So maybe you could actually afford that burger and fries and possibly even a full tank of gas. That's puretalk.com/Baker.
Time now for the O'Reilly Update message of the day. More press corruption. Former Secretary of Defense Mark Esper has a new book out that hammers Donald Trump. In America, that's an industry now, is it not? Esper was fortunate enough to land an interview on 60 Minutes where he told Nora O'Donnell that Trump wanted to attack the Mexican drug cartels with missiles. Ms. O'Donnell did not challenge that statement. Esper was misleading Nora, and the 60 Minutes producers let her down by not researching effectively. President Trump did indeed consider using drone strikes against the cartels, which are killing thousands of human beings, but only after designating the criminals terror groups. That official action by the U.S. government allows the country to take military action, as I chronicle in my book, Killing the Killers, which, unlike Esper's work, is actually honest. I know this story because I discussed the scenario with Mr. Trump in private and initially reported it 2 years ago. The subject also came up last December during the Trump history shows. The former president explained in detail why he did not slap the terror designation on the cartels. It happened because Mexican President Obrador finally agreed to help the USA control the border if Trump did not use the terror designation. Enter Wall Street Journal columnist Peggy Noonan, who embraces and embellishes Esper's phony reporting by alleging Trump, quote, wanted to attack Mexican drug cartels, then deny the missiles came from us. Although that is clearly preposterous and unnecessary with the terror designation, Ms. Noonan parrots it, apparently without doing any research whatsoever. Deeply embedded in the Washington establishment, Peggy Noonan is a never-Trumper and has promoted the cancel culture witch hunt as well. The theme of her column involving Esper is that both political parties are now riddled with fear. Quote, the Republicans are afraid of the Trumpers. The Democrats are afraid of the progressives. Both parties fear large parts of their base, so they lied to them, unquote. There is truth in that statement. If Donald Trump runs for president again, no high-profile Republican will primary him and risk alienating his supporters. On the other team, President Biden fears the far left so much that he has embraced many of their insane policies, thereby causing grave damage to individual Americans. Ms. Noonan's column then rambles along and suddenly veers into the Twilight Zone as she calls for rational political debate. Quote, I have never met a human being yet who was completely impervious, completely, to a sincere, respectful appeal to reason, unquote. Well, I assume Peggy has never met Vladimir Putin, the Iranian Mullers, the race baiters on MSNBC, and thousands of other destructive fanatics. I'm Bill O'Reilly, and I approve the message by writing it. If you would like more honest news analysis, please visit BillO'Reilly.com, and please check out my new book, Killing the Killers, the best-selling book in the country. In a moment, something you might not know.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Now the O'Reilly update brings you something you might not know. Every year, 100 million Americans enjoy live music events. More than 50% of adults in the USA attend concerts during the summer. Average ticket price this year, about $50. All of that stopped in 2020 when COVID hit, you'll remember. Fortunately, now all states are up and running in the concert mode. Here are the hottest acts touring the country this summer. Rock band Pearl Jam making stops in 20 different states before heading to Canada and Europe. The show's nearly sold out at every stadium. Not bad for a grunge group that formed 33 years ago. Led Zeppelin singer Robert Plant hitting the road. The frontman now prefers banjos to electric guitars. Plant won the Grammy for Best Contemporary Folk Album back in 2009. The Red Hot Chili Peppers scheduling dates in America and seven other countries, including a gig at the Olympic Stadium in Barcelona, Spain. If you are a fan, see them while you can, because this band breaks up all over the place. Pink Floyd singer Roger Waters launching a global tour. Not on the list, Israel. The activist refuses to play the Jewish state over its so-called apartheid policies against Palestinians. I don't think Roger will be missed in Israel. And the number one ticket this summer, Paul McCartney. The former Beatle turns 80 years old in June. Ticket sales for his Got Back tour, very strong. Seeing Sir Paul in person isn't cheap. High nosebleed seats start at about $200. Getting a front row view of McCartney, $4,000. Paul's tour has already generated $150 million in advance sales. And here's something else you might not know. According to Billboard magazine, the biggest factor on whether Americans attend a concert is weather and traffic. 25% of ticket holders do not show up for outdoor events if the forecast calls for rain. Another 20% if they can't find parking. Now, I went to see Bob Seger last summer. It poured at Jones Beach on Long Island, but I had a little rain slicker. And Seger was worth it. Back after this.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Thank you for listening to the O'Reilly Update. I am Bill O'Reilly. No spin, just facts, and always looking out for you.